From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Pakistan remains under emergency rule, contrary to the wishes of most Pakistanis in the Bush administration. But today, President Pervez Musharraf announced a new date for parliamentary elections. Opposition leader Benazir Bhutto called the statement a first positive step. General Musharraf promised the elections at a news conference. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from the capital, Islamabad.
8 days have elapsed since Musharraf imposed emergency rule. Since then, thousands of people have been detained, private TV channels have been blacked out, and protests have been brutally suppressed. Musharraf's faced growing pressure at home and abroad to cancel the emergency, hold elections on time, and quit as army chief. Today, Musharraf struck one item off that list.
So any day towards the end of the first week of January, we will hold the general elections in all the provinces of Pakistan, simultaneously to the National Assembly and the provincial assemblies.
Musharraf said elections should be held by January the 9th. That's before the deadline set down in the now suspended constitution. The US and Musharraf's opponents will welcome this. They'll be less happy about his position on emergency rule.
I do understand that emergency has to be lifted, but I cannot give a date for it. We are in a difficult situation, and therefore I cannot give a date.
Musharraf argued that emergency rule will create a stable environment for the elections and also strengthens his hand in the fight against Islamist militants. He said imposing emergency rule wasn't easy.
There's no doubt that this was the most difficult decision I've ever taken in my life. Why did I take this decision? I could have preserved myself, but then it would have damaged the nation. I found myself between a rock and a hard surface.
Musharraf said he'll quit as army chief as soon as the Supreme Court validates his recent re-election and allows him to be sworn in as a civilian president. He means the new, still incomplete, pro-government Supreme Court. Most of the court's judges, including the Chief Justice, were sacked after they refused to take a new oath. Pakistan's legal community and opposition parties are calling for Musharraf to restore the judiciary. The general made it clear that's a red line he won't cross.
There is no question. Those who have not taken oath are gone. They are no more judges.
All eyes are now on former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. Bhutto's been ratcheting up the pressure for an end to emergency rule. She's organising a mass procession on Tuesday from the outlying city of Lahore to Islamabad. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.